Well, I was very interested to see the moderator of the Uniting Church in New South Wales say they needed a discussion on euthanasia. Simon Hansford said, and I quote, "It's going to happen, and we in the church think we'd rather be in front of it rather than behind it." Shane Hickson from Dying with Dignity, New South Wales. Did this sort of statement from a church leader come as a surprise to you?
Well, yes, it did come as a surprise, as most church leaders come out in opposition to voluntary assisted dying laws, even though all the polling shows that Christians overall actually support assisted dying. It's usually well over 70%. But so it's a really positive move for a leader, even though I think he mentioned that he's not sure that he personally supports, but to just acknowledge that this is a conversation that has to be had is a really wonderful step forward.
He wants the conversation.
Yes, that's right.
I imagine it's a pressing issue for churches because they run places like nursing homes and hospices.
They do, that's right. The Catholic Church and the Uniting Church and other churches do run a number of aged care facilities. So this is people who are approaching their end of life. And there will be situations where some residents, their suffering will increase and they may very well qualify for this law. So it is something that church groups are going to have to face decide now that we have a law in Victoria that's already been operating since June last year. And Western Australia, of course, became the latest Australian state to pass similar legislation.
I'm talking with Shane Hickson from Dying with Dignity, New South Wales. Shane, the Uniting Church moderator said voluntary euthanasia was inevitable. Do you think he's right?
Yes, I do. I think that these laws are increasing around the world. New Zealand just last year passed their law. They're putting it to a referendum this year with their general election. But nowhere are these laws being wound back. They work safely and effectively for a very small number of people. For the majority of people, palliative care is still going to be the main service provided for someone in their final days. However, we do know from the data that there are a number of people who, even with the very best of palliative care, cannot have their symptoms alleviated. And these are the people who deserve the right to choose a peaceful death, usually surrounded by their loved ones. And this is happening in Victoria now. There are families who are going public whose loved ones have had really terrible diseases. Many are cancer, but motor neuron is another disease. And these people are being given this very compassionate, humane option, and their families are very grateful.
Given what you've just said and the polling on euthanasia, do you think most people would be happy with palliative care?
Well, I think that it's what we saw in Western Australia, and in fact, in every jurisdiction that has introduced these laws, along with it has gone an increase in funding to palliative care, because no one would want the situation where someone is requesting voluntary assisted dying in the absence of good quality palliative care. So Dying with Dignity New South Wales and all the Dying with Dignity organisations around Australia fully support a well-funded, accessible palliative care system or sector, but this would just be one tool in their toolbox. It's very, very traumatizing for palliative care nurses and doctors to have these patients who their symptoms they cannot alleviate and not have a reasonable option.
So I guess the concern is that the religious beliefs of people running these places could be used to stop people getting euthanasia, right?
Well, unfortunately, yes, that's exactly what is happening in places like Canada. We've heard of situations where people who are literally in their last days and they want to access assisted dying, but their aged care facility or their hospice has been a church-run facility, and they have had to, in some cases, get an ambulance to some other place. It's really not a great situation, and we're hoping that won't happen here in Australia. I think that people's choices should be respected, and we would hope that those organisations, which I'm sure are full of very compassionate people, will see that this is something that they can, respect the choice of the dying person.
So I don't think you'd expect all churches to be as broad-minded as the Uniting Church, eh?
No, we haven't found that. No, we haven't. But the Uniting Church in Tasmania and in Victoria have, they've actually come out with a statement or a position, actually, that they will allow it in their facilities. So that's already happened for the Synod in Victoria and Tasmania. Obviously, Victoria does have a law, so it's already a very practical thing for them. In Tasmania, they're expecting their voluntary assisted dying bill to be debated in August. So we're very pleased to see that Simon Hansford has come forward and is opening up the conversation here so that when our law comes here in New South Wales, that they're prepared.
God bless you, Shane. Thanks for talking to us tonight.
Thanks, Bill.